Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsen, and in this short inspirational, motivational and educational episode, we'll talk about Hofstadter's Law. Hofstadter's Law can be used in planning to combat our biases to be overly optimistic or overly pessimistic. However, Hofstadter's Law states that it always takes longer than you expect, even when you take into account Hofstadter's Law. In other words, time estimates for how long anything will take to accomplish always fall short of the actual time required, even when you have thought about that it could take longer time. So one simplified version of this is work always takes twice as much time as you would like it to. And second, if you read The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, you know, he mentioned that the professional, he knows that any job, whether it's a novel or a kitchen remodel, takes twice as long as he thinks and costs twice as much. He accepts that, he recognizes it as reality. So before we come into solutions, Hofstadter, his name is Douglas Hofstadter. He was born in 1945. He is a Pulitzer Prize winner, and he is famous for computer science and AI. He's also a philosopher. So how can we use this? Well, now that we know it, we can be a bit more humble in our project planning. We're using, you know, project management, following the Hollywood model, as we discussed. We're using just-in-time project management principles. We are changing our mindset from knowledge workers to wisdom workers, and also knowledge management using our PKM. However, there are solutions to this conundrum, to this challenge, when we're planning for anything. Trip, building a house, installing a new application. And one, not super easy, but quite easy, is called PERT or PERT. It stands for Program, Evaluation and Review Technique. How does it work? Well, select your task. Let's say how long time it will take to build a house. And then you have three layers. A optimistic calculation, that will be 2 months, most likely 4 months, and then you have a pessimistic, let's take eight months. And that you can use a PERT calculator, because there's a formula to it as well. I think it's, I will not butcher it, but you can use that as your, you know, time frame. But to keep it very simple, so using this optimistic, most likely, and pessimistic, you can add it and ask your friends to do the same that has built a house before. Their estimations would be much more accurate than yours. And also, this is a skill as everything in life. So the more you have done these kind of evaluation in project management, in building houses, in your day-to-day work for similar projects that we talked about in previous episodes, you will be better. So your lesson for this class is read up, or rather consider Hofstadter's Law, and then read up on PERT technique. And let me know if you're using any other evaluation technique. I'm very curious, you know, for risk management and all these future predictions, use Monte Carlo simulations. I actually played with it yesterday for different kind of evaluation. But let me know what you're using, and best of luck to you, and see you in the next class.